Greetings to all, and welcome to the SMS, the Success Made Simple training series designed to empower, enlighten, and encourage you in 8 minutes or less per day. Our motto is simple. You will achieve success by becoming your best. Our request is simple as well. Send this podcast to your colleagues, team members, even coworkers and friends so they can have some inspiration and information to help them reach their goals. The author and host of today's podcast is none other than D.L. Wallace of the Success Training Institute. Enjoy.
Thank you and greetings to everyone joining us on this podcast today. It's always a joy and an honor to connect with you. Let's jump right into our topic today, my friends, and that topic is simple. Talk is not cheap. Talk is not cheap. Now, this may be contrary to what we've heard in the past because you've often heard that familiar saying, talk is cheap, when people say that actions speak louder than words. So much so that we've begun to place a diminished impact and effect on the true power words really have. My friends and neighbors, I submit to you that talk is not cheap. On the contrary, it's one of the most priceless resources we could ever have at our disposal. If you think talk is cheap, then go to a wedding ceremony, and I will assure you that you'll hear the pastor say, "Do you take this man to be your lawfully wedded husband?" And that woman must say, "I do." If she doesn't say those two simple words, the ceremony stops. Go to any courtroom, and they're going to ask every witness to raise their right hand, and they're going to say, "Do you agree to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?" And if that person doesn't say anything, the court proceeding is not going to go forward. If you don't think words make a difference, and I can challenge you to recall the first time you heard your baby speak. When the first words came out of his or her mouth, it was a joyous occasion. Yes, my friends, talk is not cheap. And in business, talk has an even greater value because as leaders, we have to recognize how important our words are to the people who call us mentor and hero or whatever that word might be, role model, as it were. Our words have a value, and that value is priceless to them. I say to you, my friends and neighbors, that those who master the priceless art of using words and recognize that talk is not cheap are the ones that are going to lead teams to great things and great legacies. Now, you knew it was going to be an acronym somewhere here, and I hope that we get to finish it today. The PRICE acronym outlines 5 key components that describes how we should talk as kings and queens, how we should use our words to impact and not destruct. That P in our PRICE acronym simply reminds us of the importance of our promises. Yes, my friends and neighbors, some people will tell you don't make promises, but we always make promises. In fact, that's one of the priceless attributes of our words. If you go to a store, even products have promises. They come with warranties and guarantees, and if you don't like it, you get your money back. Everything says that there is a promise. Therefore, as a leader, we must carefully consider the promises we make to our teams. Now, we may not say it officially in this way. We may not say, "Listen, team, I promise you this," or "I promise you that." No, but anytime something comes out of your mouth that says you're going to do it, the team regards it as a promise. Even in politics, we listen to every word a politician will say, and when that person's up for re-election, we will say that he or she broke or kept those promises. Well, my friends and neighbors, remember, couples get divorced over broken promises, and companies go to court over broken promises, and realizing the value of your promises is the key to long-term success. So how do I make this happen? First of all, write them down. If you make a commitment to somebody, the worst thing could do is forget it, because a person will feel like you've broken your promise. So if you putting it in a schedule or having an assistant, someone to allow you to keep your commitment. If you say it, it's great to write it down. I'm a big contract person. If I'm going to do business with someone, I want it in a contract. Why? So that I can record my promises. Not because I have to be legal in every single detail, but because I never want to miss a promise that I've made. My friends and neighbors, it's important for us to recognize that our team is hinging on the words that flow from our mouths, and they're regarding them all as as promises. Next, my friends, we've got to use our words as a source of reasoning. This is simply where our words clarify misunderstandings, rectify strained relationships, and magnify the good in every situation. You see, mediators and arbitrators are masters at reasoning. Counselors of all types are experts at reasoning. When countries go to war with each other, they designate peacemakers to engage in talks to work out a treaty. You may have even been familiar with gang violence in a neighborhood, and then they may have called intervention specialists in or social activists to bring both sides together to create an atmosphere of compromise. Yes, my friends and neighbors, the same thing. We've got to use our word to reason. What challenge is your team facing right now? Are there any factions among the people on the team? Personality clashes? Individuals not getting along? This is where the leader steps in and uses words to reason. These words are designed to let cooler heads prevail. Yes, my friends, our words have a powerful impact, and that impact, first and foremost, can be leveraged to make sure that reasoning takes a priority. Next, my friends, we must use our words to inspire. That's the I in our PRICE acronym. It's so important to lift up each other, and so important to make sure that everyone on the team feels edified, that they believe they're important and special to you and everyone around them. Just think for a minute. Remember the last time someone really hurt you with their words? It may have caused you embarrassment or anger or sadness. And in some cases, it may have happened years ago and you've never forgotten it. And when you see that person, the hurtful words they said to you rise up again because you cannot get over what they did, what they said with those words. Now, on the contrary, remember the time that somebody built you up with their words, when they made you smile, made you walk more confidently, made you feel good for the rest of the day, or maybe even for the week. You can remember the time that your mom or dad said, "I'm proud of you, honey." You can remember the time that person who means a lot to you lifted you up and said that you look great, and they love what you did. That's the kind of person that we must be all the time. Yes, my friends and neighbors, we must be the ones that inspire, that attract, that lift up, that build up. Yes, we should be the ones that create that environment that simply says, "Yes, we can." When people leave you, they ought to feel like they're on cloud nine. No matter what cloud they were on when they came in contact with you, they should feel like they left on cloud nine. Now, some people say, "Well, wait a minute, I don't want to be disingenuous. I want to be right. I don't want to make people feel good just for the sake of making them feel good." And then my rebuttal to that is, why not? It's important to make people feel good just for the sake of making them feel good. I'm not saying say something about them that's not true. On the contrary, I'm saying accentuate every positive you see in that person. My friends and neighbors, we could use our words to develop priceless relationships if we remember those key points. I didn't think we were going to finish today. I just hoped that I would. And I hope you enjoyed this training segment. If did, I challenge you to grow your life and your business with soft skills certifications. And remember, whether you run your business full-time or part-time, I thank you for your time. I'm D.L. Wallace, and you are one step closer to achieving your goals.